Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Rachel Maddow is attacking us and saying that the right wing has taken the gloves off. No, the right wing hasn't taken their gloves off. The American people are getting past left, right, and getting back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution. The left's pushing tyranny, the right's pushing tyranny, but Obama is trying to, quote, radically transform America into a bankrupt, domesticated, collectivized society run by a bunch of offshore banks that are tax exempt. They're butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution right now. We're getting Gerald Celente on. Right now, he's going to be on for the rest of the hour coming up. And I promise, I will open the phones up so you can take a few, Gerald can take a few of your questions on any issue you want to raise. So we'll get about that number coming up in the next segment. But the big news is Hagel. I mean, we told you over a year ago that they were going to false flag and blame Syria for a chemical attack. Now, Syria would never do that, because that would then allow an attack on them. And then Syria came out and said, Al-Qaeda is preparing to launch chemical weapons on us. And Al-Qaeda put out videos showing themselves nerve-gassing a dog, bragging how they would do it to menace the Syrians. See, they think Americans are so dumb, they let Al-Qaeda publicly menace and scare the Syrian people and military, hoping they do something. I mean, you would never use a chemical weapon in asymmetrical warfare where you don't know where the terrorists are. That turns everybody against you. You would never do that. It's like saying Assad's going to barbecue, you know, Sunni children on his lawn. And this is a proxy war. This is a proxy war. And again, Assad's his own thing, dictator family, trying to democratize the country, a lot better than his dad, probably 10 times better. This is a war crime going on over there. And this has been going on now for, I don't know, 25 months, 26 months. And I want to get the Syria girl back on, because everything she said has come true. And then a few months ago, they say, oh, chemical was used. You've got Turkey attacking with NATO. You've got Israel helping. You've got Qatar. You've got Saudi Arabia, the main group, sending in real Al-Qaeda to take down the really secular government. And just involved in incredible war crimes, torturing, murdering Christians, chopping their heads off. But it's never on our news. It is in the New York Times a few months ago. I remember 6 months ago or so, I was like, man, look at the great fighters. Yeah, they're out of Saudi Arabia. They're kind of jihadis. But, man, they really are fighting the evil Assad. Hell, the first year of the attack, they would say, peaceful demonstrators killed by the Meany government. When Al-Qaeda had tanks and airplanes, they were like, Gaddafi's killing innocent protesters and has rape rooms and they fuel the all-night rape sessions with Viagra. They're like, put Viagra in there. Americans know what Viagra is. They'll think it's real. It'd be like, bad man hurt lady. And they can point at Australia. The average American's like, kill country then. We will nuke Libya. They're pointing at, actually the TV piece where Americans said nuke Australia because they, I'm going to send people out and say, this is where Al-Qaeda is. This is Al-Qaeda's stand. And I believe the average Austinite where I live will say, nuke them to hell. It's like a red cape. Get them there. And the American people charge, and then they gore their own liberty. We have video coming up in the next hour that is off the charts. We ask Californians, should Nazis take over America and put gun owners in camps and take their guns? And the Californians said, if it's liberal, yes. These people, I mean, they are something special. Where was that, on the coast of L.A.? Yeah. Oceanside, California. And, I mean, these are real people. It's like, remember the Mark Dice video? He went along with us. So amazing. You know, Mark Dice has attacked me in the past, and the whole world's falling apart. I don't even care. He's doing some good work. I don't even care. People don't understand. I don't care when I'm attacked. I've had people come up to me, I'm sorry the national media is connecting you to the terror attack. And I go, that means we're exposing them. They did it. Of course they're going to attack us. This is proof. I feel great. Whatever happens, I'm doing the right thing. And Mark was asking the crew, like, is this a setup? Alex really wants to be friends? Yeah, Mark, I want to be friends. I don't care. You can say I'm an axe murderer if you want.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Over a year ago, we said that they would try to stage chemical attacks in Syria and blame the Assad regime. They're now in the media saying we've got to attack them. And even trying to imply, and I knew it would happen during the break, I was watching TV, trying to connect it, the attack on Syria to what happened on Boston. It's kind of like 15 of the supposed hijackers come from Saudi Arabia, so we attack Iraq, and there's WMDs and mobile anthrax labs, all lies. It all came out, premeditated lies. Now Obama has got his guy up there, Hagel, Chuck Hagel, head of the Defense Department, saying, oh, yeah, we've got evidence. They're the ones that launched the chemical weapons. And that's exactly what the Assad regime's been saying. You would never use it in asymmetrical warfare. Saying they're going to blame us. Al-Qaeda has smuggled it in. They're going to try to frame us. They said that about a year ago, over a year ago. We said that was the plan. And it is incredible. Another war. See, they've lost with Al-Qaeda and over 60,000 out of Saudi Arabia that NATO's brought in and Turkey's brought in. And Turkey's shelling Syria. They've lost that takeover, that two-year war, proxy war, with just incredible atrocities against Christians and Jews by the Al-Qaeda group our government's putting in. See, they think you're so dumb and ignorant about geopolitical things that our government in NATO uses Al-Qaeda and even puts it in the LA Times and CFR, and then the public doesn't even know that's going on. But now they're saying, oh, lone actors with these bombers, but they had Lindsey Graham, the senator, up there going, the CIA is so brave, to known CIA agent on CNN, Anderson Cooper. I think they're still on. Right as I came out, they were on there on CNN. I mean, this is the type of garbage, and CNN has so little viewers now, they're putting cooking shows on. We have more viewers than their top shows, their top three shows every day combined. That's conservative, by the way. I'm freaked out by the fact that one way or another, 50 million people came through our websites and news show last week. We have the Google Analytics. 50 million people. Now, no wonder they came out. And then we're going to Gerald Celente. Some stations just joined us 2 days ago and said, the bombers did it because of Alex Jones. Bombing, suspect influenced by mysterious radical. Infowars.com is who they blamed. That was AP. Tamerlan linked to Infowars conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Slate. Tamerlan believed in basically every conspiracy theory. Slate. News of Australia. Alleged bomber was Alex Jones conspiracy fan. Tamerlan was Alex Jones fan. Salon. I'm not going to keep going over this. Gawker. Accused marathon bomber influenced by Infowars. He also had Spider-Man and Michael Jackson on his Facebook, so it's their fault, too. So all of this is going on, ladies and gentlemen, and now it's come out and been confirmed. All over the Russian news, the Georgian government released the documents. Tamerlan was under the State Department and Zbigniew Brzezinski in a CIA program. Gee, really? The Russians blew his cover now, just as the mother said, not 2.5 years ago. 5 years ago, they came to the CIA. That's in the New York Times today. And said, is this guy one of your spies? Because he's hanging out with terrorists who the West is funding to destabilize us. And that's all on record. Just like our government runs al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. And then you've got the setup, the drill confirmed, all the other backpacks, all of this. Probably part of a drill. They set them up. They're out partying. They figure out they're coming after him. Was there a real shootout? I don't know. Now he's confessed. No judge, no jury, no proof. With his throat cut out. Gets out of the boat, fine. Cut his throat out. Gerald Celente, I want to get into your incredible new cover on the New Trends Journal that blew me away, the fine art level of it, of the Temple of the Bankers, and how this is a global cult to them. They even say that. And I want to get into the new trends, what happened in gold, everything with you. But I first got to ask you, expand on that cover. That is just incredible artwork. That could be like a movie cover to Prometheus or something. The Temple of the Moneylenders. And you know what Christ did to that. So the whole point is, Gerald, you've heard me break this down because we're in the eye of the storm. And they are coming after us now at every single level, Gerald. And it turns out the White House is hanging out with this Saudi who was on the terror watch list. They said before Congress that wasn't true. Then it is. I mean, what do you make, being a consultant, working in government, being the top world trends forecaster for more than 25 years? What do you make of what's happening, and why are they coming after us like this?
Well, I can't associate with you anymore. I mean, this is my last program with
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
You know, how could anybody believe these Keystone cops from Boston? This has to be not only an affront to our civil liberties and our rights, but let's get this straight. They closed down over 100 square miles around the Boston area. They stopped the trains from running between New York and Boston. They barely run the way it is because our infrastructure stinks. But I digress. They stopped people from going to school, stopped commerce as they started raping our constitutional rights. Shelter in place. Shelter in place. I got a shelter in place for you. Who made this crap up? Going door to door like Gestapo. Let's take that C out of America and put a K in there. Forcing people out of their homes at gunpoint, and the sheeple applauding. People going out with just robes on and no shoes. Women with their hands up could hardly walk down the stairs. And these goons, they all look alike. A bunch of fat guys with a lot of body armor on. Keep them hands up. Keep them hands up. And they couldn't.
Hey, look at this good-looking blonde. She didn't hold her hands up long enough. Let's shove up against the wall. She probably, and a cop sent me an email saying, well, they all could be with the terrorist. How about you're with the terrorist, cops? How about your suspect?
And the other thing is, you read how many people said they wished they had guns. No, no, no. You don't need a gun. You got Boston's finest. Listen, they can't win a World Series, and they couldn't catch a 19-year-old kid. Let's get this straight. They closed down the entire city. Can you imagine conventions going on?
What about chanting USA, USA, USA while they point guns at you and rough people up? This is a total martial law test. And they say, well, it's for your safety. Everybody could be with the terrorists. The cops actually said there could have been more terrorists. Well, how about there could be Easter bunnies or Freddy Krueger hiding under the table? This is the essence of martial law, where we're all guilty until proven innocent. And why has America never acted like this before? You've never locked down a city because of one guy. They needed to get him before he could tell his story to cut his throat out.
Well, again, you know, I mean, I go to your site. You know the news. You write about it. Oh, there was a gun. You remember the gun battle between the kid in the boat and the police? And they find no gun. Oh, there were three guns, and we only found one gun. Oh, they robbed a 7-Eleven. No, they didn't. And then let's get this straight. They lifted the state of siege. They lifted martial law at 6 p.m.
And then the citizen founding.
The guy goes outside, takes a smoke, sees somebody's in his boat, opens the thing. There's his kid bleeding, lying there. He calls the cops, and they come in with these tank-like vehicles, boom, shooting the hell out of the boat.
By the way, that was that guy's house. I would have had a rifle. I have a bullhorn. I'd say, come out of there right now, or I'm gonna shoot.
They have enough stormtroopers with enough weaponry to lead the Battle of the Bulge, and they can't get a 19-year-old kid without shooting the boat
up. Hey, look at Katrina. The first time they got a chance, they came and took over a city, went and robbed the rich houses, and confiscated the guns. That's their goal. This is a criminal government. Go ahead.
And I love this one. The gunshot to his throat was probably self-inflicted.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the number of bullets that went into that boat? Oh, yeah. Hey, how about this one? You ever remember that? Oh, no. I think I'll do it in the throat, I tell you. Here it is, Alex. The cover of the Trends Journal that we did in the spring of 2012, 1 year ago. Next train to Auschwitz. All aboard. Kiss those calories goodbye.
That's right.
And that's what the people of the United States have done. They boarded the train from Auschwitz. It just left from the Boston terminal. Everybody cheering the Gestapo taking over the country. How wonderful. We've lost all our rights. The founding fathers must be turning in their graves. And this also happened on the day that Paul Revere, the Battle of Lexington and Concord, and our rights are stripped in front of us, and people take their clothes off, bend over, and allow the Gestapo to do it, and they all cheer. It's a disgrace.
And they chant USA, USA while they do it. Now, again, the media only showed that. I had a lot of callers that said this actually finally woke them up and that they witnessed it and they had guns aimed at them. We were sent photos where a family would just be, you know, out on their front porch and the cops would aim guns and say, get back in. Just any excuse to dominate us, it's an occupying army.
Exactly. We've been writing about it. You've been talking about it. It's here in black and white. What was the top trend of 2012 in our Trends Journal? Battlefield USA. They've taken our rights away from us. You just saw the repeal of Obama did on New Year's Eve in 2011 with the signing of the National Defense Authorization Act, which repealed the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 that now permits the military to take over police duties, and you saw it in Boston.
This is America being conquered by the foreign banks that openly brag they've taken us over and are now preparing us for total implosion. Gerald Celente is on fire.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the tip of the spear, the front lines in the info war. It is no exaggeration. We did the analysis. I looked at it yesterday. Conservatively 50-55 million people extra came through Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and what we can gauge off the radio show. And that's very conservative, counting YouTube and other things. That's very conservative because those are individual IP addresses. If you look at all the other stuff, it's unbelievable. It is an event horizon level event, which totally creeps me out because they're mad at me. I mean, they're trying to connect me to the bombing. They're coming out saying I'm a demon on the official White House channel, MSNBC, Media Matters, run by the White House. And I was asking Gerald why he thinks this is happening, and during the break, you know, he said because there's not many of us resisting. But the good news is if we're getting that type of traffic, it shows people are hungry. And everywhere I go in public, people don't even know who I am or they're not even listening to me. I hear them talking about it being an inside job or them letting it happen or they're liars. They've lost all credibility, but they're still in control. Now they're saying Syria has gotten, you know, nerve gas and used it, so they've got to be attacked. I mean, this is Hitlerian what we're seeing. This is where America's the bad guys invading people. Hitler said Poland attacked Germany and lied about it. They always have an excuse. So, Gerald, this is a short segment. I want to ask you, what's going to happen as the establishment loses all credibility, but they still are in power and don't care? And why do they want to prepare us for troops on the streets everywhere? There are, no exaggeration, 50-plus military drills occupying cities going on right now where troops aim guns at citizens. This has been going on incrementally. They're building towards something. What is going to happen as they lose all credibility? National polls show 74% of Americans hate the government and don't trust them. It's much higher than that. What are these Ceausescuian scum, these Kim Jong-uns going to do? Try to bring us into pure North Korea?
Well, they have already. Again, you know, we just sent you the link from our Winter Trends Journal last year, not this one, of Battlefield America. And this is how it began as we wrote it. Martial law in the USA, can it happen? It's happened. America has been decreed a war zone in which military rule can replace civilian rule. Imagine the United States of America, the land of liberty, a nation that intervenes around the world, overthrowing governments in the name of democracy, has robbed its own citizens of the last vestiges of their democracy. On December 1st, 2001, the United States Senate voted 93-7 to pass into law the National Defense Authorization Act, and we go on. You're talking about Syria. This is from that wonderful Trends Journal with the cover that everyone loves so much, with Jesus Christ chasing the money changers out of the temple.
Looks like Chuck Hagel.
This is a year ago, summer 2012. No talk like war talk. By November, on the war front, Syria was in the crosshairs, and regime change was at the top of a U.S., NATO, Israeli, and Arab League agenda. Syria's Assad must go, Obama says, and one or after another. Syria chemical weapons, Obama says world is watching. Israel in tough warning over Syria weapons cache. Netanyahu, Hezbollah may get chemical weapons. New Syria rises on specter of chemical weapons, one after another. It's a setup. This is a year ago, and now they're bringing it up again. Here's yesterday's Financial Times. Israel says Syria used nerve gas against the rebels.
Total crap.
And what you're asking me what they're doing, is, I've said this, when the economy began to collapse in late 2007, when all else fails, they take you to war. And you see how people rally round the flag when there's fear and hysteria.
Oh, I bet people would chant USA as they were put in pits and shot in the head. I'm serious. I think people would chant USA as they were put on cattle cars, and as they watched their children fed into wood chippers, they would chant USA and salute the guys doing it. USA! Now, USA! USA!
Now, here's the good news as I see it. Look at all the people that are going to your site and mine. By the way, I have a video up on the Gerald Celente or the Trends Journal channel on the Boston siege. And we've been getting great responses, wonderful telephone calls. There are very few of us who are doing it. And again, it happened, synchronicity, on the day that the American Revolution began, when the Boston atrocity happened. I believe we're on the verge of a new revolution, and that there are a lot of people. It only took 25...
Well, stay there. We're going to talk about that on the other side. The answer to 1984 is 1776. We're Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gerald Celente is going to be riding shotgun with us. Along with these people. They love the martial law. They love having guns pointed at them and being a suspect. A slave until proven totally enslaved. It used to be innocent until proven guilty. Then it was guilty until proven innocent. Now it's you're always guilty, period. And shut up, scum. This is freedom. And the drone manufacturers, weaponized drones, you know, we're going to target you. I've even had one of the big drone makers doing stuff behind to us behind the scenes mad that we're even dare criticizing them. Yeah, I should just roll over to Skynet and just do whatever you say. It's a bunch of special interests gutting this country because this country's got a bunch of chumps that have been raised on brainwashing, begging to be slaves. We're going to go back to Gerald Celente in a moment. He's such a champ, he never even plugs his own stuff, but everyone should support what he's doing, trendsresearch.com, to get the sign up for the free news alerts, but also sign up to get the magazine, the Trends Journal, And all of it right there at trendsresearch.com or trendsjournal.com. Where is the economy headed? Will there be war? History before it happens. That is their maxim. Very important you go there and support what he's doing and get it out to other people. Listen, if you support the real media and people that will tell it like it is, I mean, we're hard charging right up there at the front, then we can build our operations and other operations will also form and we could take back the civilization. The Bilderberg Group from our leakers, the people inside, is always angry. They want you poor and impoverished so that you're dumbed down and don't have money to be politically active and support your own causes. There is no special interest for liberty. You have to do it. So also, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We now have the giant, humongous seed center, the largest selection we found out there of non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated. It is all there at the lowest prices. How do we do that? I bought $80,000 of one type of seed from one company to give you an idea how much of this we got to give you the lowest prices out there, okay? Because I believe in people having their own gardens, people becoming self-sufficient. Give it to your neighbors. Get them involved. Get your neighbor off television like you're getting them off heroin or PCP. Get them outside. Go help them do a garden. They have community gardens. Go to park areas. Go to green belts. Plant stuff out in little meadows. Go and grow it there. They do not want this culture of non-GMO. The globalists go around and plant their GMO in like ditches and stuff around the world. Monsanto's been caught to actually infect and take over. We're in a genetic war. I'm going to announce this more later, what I'm getting at here. The point is, I figured out just having in Europe, they have, you know, in the highways, people grow stuff there. In Switzerland, they do that. If something isn't used on public land, people just go and plant. My grandfather talked about seeing that in Italy and Germany at the end of World War II. That's what we have to go back to. That's what humans do. We're agrarian. So the InfoWars Seed Center, InfoWarsStore.com, the ProPure water filters, discounted 10% off the lowest price, the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters, side-by-side, blow away the competition. Go look at the side-by-side comparisons. And your purchase funds our entire operation. Get InfoWars Nightly News memberships, only 15 cents a day for 11 memberships for the price of one. That's 55 cents a month per person. One membership can be used by 11 people simultaneously. See the daytime show, see the nighttime show, all my films, everything, prisonplanet.tv. And again, subscribe to Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com. There's also a phone number there on the site as well. Okay, going back to Gerald Celente. Gerald, I'm just going to give you the floor right now because I want you to get into what you were talking about, how this symbolically happened on Patriots Day. Well, they staged it all, I believe, as their symbolic reconquering Boston. This is a globalist op. But what you see happening there and then what this is also distracting from, as you sent out in one of your tweets, what else you are looking at with your piercing gravitas. Go ahead.
Well, again, the significance to as people are going more toward your sites and mine and others like us is that they're fed up with the prostitute news and they know they're being lied to, conned to, and they're disgusted with losing their rights. The American Revolution, only 25% of the population really fought in it. They had about another 20% that were on the side, but the rest were loyalists or doing nothing. So we're in the same situation now, and it's building, I believe, and I've been writing about it, toward the second American Revolution. But as we can see by the violence committed by the police and the stormtroopers, the emotional, mental, psychological, and spiritual violence that they committed by calling martial law a state of siege in this episode in Boston, that you cannot fight this war, and I should not fight it, I believe, with weapons or violence. It must be fought with the spirit, with the mind and the heart, an intellectual and spiritual revolution. These people are so fraudulent. They're so transparent. They can be so easily defeated with the truth and morality that I believe we are now on the beginning, and your swelling viewership and listening audience, as well as ours, is proof of that. On the other issue, oh, by the way, I misstated. I said 2001. I meant 2011 when I was referring to the Trends Journal. That the reason what's going on here and what the distraction is, the world economy is under collapse. You go, and I'm not saying this only, you go back and you just read the last couple of days in the Financial Times and the Better Business News outlets, and there's gloom and doom throughout the world. They all know that this is not working. The new news, by the way, coming out of Europe today, is that they're going to be lowering again interest rates, the European Central Bank, so they could try to juice the economy again. Oh, as we speak, by the way, Alex, what is gold up today? Almost $30? Again, I don't give financial advice, but to me, I don't know how any thinking person could believe in fiat currencies that they're devaluing in front of our eyes. And I totally believe, and we have a long story in the Trends Journal by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts about the systematic destruction of gold by the money junkies, by the central bankers, by the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Deutsche Bank bandits, and the rest of the criminal operations. There are two mafias that are now taking over the world. One is the money changer mafia, and the other is the military-industrial complex. Is this hyperbole? Is it conspiracy theory? No. The first one, the money changer, again, that wonderful Trends Journal that we had of Jesus Christ chasing the money changers out of the temple. Go to the Trends Journal, the current edition. We have the quote from James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, using the precise term money changers, how they will use anything to destroy the people and to do anything to gain their means, to gain control over the banking systems and the printing of money. Madison, from Jesus Christ to James Madison. So the money changer is not a conspiracy theory. It's in front of our eyes. On the military-industrial complex, who could have said it more eloquently? Who could have said it with more credence and credibility than Dwight D. Eisenhower? Five-star general, Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces during World War II, two-term President of the United States, warning the American people that the military-industrial complex is robbing the genius of its scientists, the sweat of its laborers, and the future of its children by turning this nation into a militarized society. And when you talk about the drones, when you talk about all the weaponry, all the battleships, all of these stealth fighters, can you imagine if the genius of the scientists and sweat of the laborers had gone in to building a higher civilization rather than one that is mimicked, mouthpieced, and talked about by has to be one of the slimiest little characters that has ever hit the earth. Lindsey Graham. Here's his quote in today's Financial Times. Quote, "We are fighting an adversary that is transforming itself all over the globe. We need to broaden our ability to go after the enemy," Lindsey Graham, senator from South Carolina, said on Tuesday. Quote, "The one mistake I will not tolerate is the mistake of believing that we are not at war." One mistake that I will not tolerate? Who the hell are you? I will not tolerate. You little weenie, you couldn't fight your way out of a paper bag. Who is this guy to tell us that we're at war? What business do we have in Iraq? What business? Oh, Obama's with Bush today, celebrating the Bush library that we, the taxpayers, and all his cronies have to pony up to put up. And Bush saying, the history will decide whether or not his policies were correct. What history will decide? The facts are in front of us now. By the time history looks at it, it will be whitewashed. Why are we in Libya? Why are we going into Syria? Why do we have 35 bases throughout Africa at AFRICOM? Why do we have hundreds of bases throughout the world? What's happened to this country? And now, oh, I love it. There are floods in the Midwest. People in displays in outside of Chicago crying. Yeah, because the infrastructure stinks. We have no money. Look at Detroit. Look at the people out on the streets. Look at the jobs that we have. And you got a clown like Little Lindsay boy? Boy, I'd like to see this guy after dark. I wonder what kind of chains, garters, and black boots he's wearing in the other life of Lindsay to make a statement like this.
I am speechless. You are absolutely on target. And when you read the technocratic writings of all these eugenicist globalists from the 20s on up to now, Ray Kurzweil, all of them, they say they're using us kind of like their minions. They use more technical terms, kind of their clone programmed human resource biological androids. This is how they see it on their power trip. They take our tax money. They take it into the national security reservations that are really a breakaway civilization with more advanced stuff. Under national security, they bring in the drugs. They run all the crime. And they now are breaking away from society and saying, we're going to shut off your power plants. We're going to shut down stuff and move it to China where we own the plants. I mean, it's just total mafia rule, and now they know they may go to jail over the insider trading, over all the crimes, over the too-big-to-fail derivative scams. So instead, they're just training us that we're all prisoners, and we're on lockdown like we're in a supermax prison. And it's just totally illegal and totally criminal, and they don't care. They've taught the cops we're terrorists if we talk like this. The veterans are terrorists. I mean, it's like a science fiction movie, Gerald. So how do we turn this around? Because I agree, the awakening's happening, and they want a war with us, and I don't want to. I mean, they will lose this. 5% started the war. You say 25%. That was by the end. Yeah, but you know, 3 to 5% started and really won most of the stuff. I mean, we will crush them. But the globalists will sit offshore and said that it may take a 10-year civil war. They'll just buy everything up for pennies on the dollar afterwards. So how do we arrest all them? How do we break free the police that are basically brainwashed androids on average? I mean, how do you get to somebody who doesn't know they're working for a technocracy? You know, Eisenhower's full speech, as you know, doesn't just beware of the military-industrial complex. He says there is a technocratic elite in control and dominating 90% of the scientific development towards a military-industrial complex scientific dictatorship. That's because he was brought into this and said, no, I'm not going to be part of this. So people need to see the full speech.
Yes, and how's it going to change? Nothing changes until morality changes. It's the golden rule. I mean, why shouldn't America be a target? Listen, Alex, quick story. You go to our website, trendsjournal.com. Go to the forecast page. Look up terror. You'll see a front page story from USA Today, December 14th, 2000. The headline read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendseer says. I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe and Americans wouldn't be safe at home or abroad. Again, this is before 9/11. Whether or not it was an inside job or whatever, the hatred is building around the world. Now, I get called up by everybody. I used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, CNN maybe four times a month. I was on the Today Show and Good Morning America. They used to fight between themselves to get me on for the top trends of the coming year. They were all calling me up. Everybody's in panic, 9/11. What happened? I said, listen, It's American foreign policy. You can't go into all these countries and not expect them to retaliate. It's revenge. No, it's not. They hate our freedom and liberty. Oh, grow up, I said. Then I started getting less calls. The Afghan war breaks out. They call me up. What's going to happen? I said, why ask me? Why don't you ask Alexander the Great? Ask the British. Ask the Russians. It's going to be a money pit for the military-industrial complex. We'll kill more people. Our soldiers will get killed. And hatred would build. Then I got less calls after that. Then the Iraq war happens. You can look it up, Gannett newspapers. I was still very popular in a lot of the segments of the mainstream media at the time. They asked me to do an editorial on the outcome of the Iraq war. It's there, black and white. I said it'll be a swift battlefield victory. Saddam Hussein will be overthrown considering the size of America's military might. And it will devolve into a civil war. And Americans will leave. After too many of the soldiers have been killed, too much money has been spent, or they've lost their will to continue.
Which is just common historical sense, and the military-industrial complex knew that. It came out, they would have kept Vietnam going for another 15 years because they were making so much money.
Exactly.
Oh, man, and then these defense contractors call us traitors. You know, I hope all you guys that call yourselves conservatives that love all this tyranny, they're going to take everything you got too, bozos. I mean, this is, and the so-called liberals are a bunch of drooling authoritarian scum who want to conquer Christians and families. Stay there, Gerald Celente. We're going to take calls coming up.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Come, you masters of war, hear the bell.
the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
You that ain't ever done nothing.
You that never done nothing. But built to destroy.
You play with my world.
You play with my world.
Like it's a toy.
Like it's your little toy.
But I'll see you run fast.
You put a gun in my hand. And you hide from my eyes.
This is about Vietnam.
And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bob Dylan bringing us in. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Gerald Celente is our guest. 20 minutes of the next hour, we'll be taking your phone calls. 800-259-9231. First-time callers, chance to talk to Gerald Celente, ask him a question. Please direct your questions at Gerald Celente, 800-259-9231. By the way, Monday, I'm not going to be here. I'll be calling in with some reports, but I will be here tomorrow, and I will be here Sunday with the Sunday show 4 to 6. But Gerald's going to be guest hosting for an hour, the third hour, or longer if he wants, on Monday. And it'll be Jakari Jackson and David Knight for the first 2 hours, and they'll be there as backup because he's coming to us from Kingston, New York, but not co-hosting. They'll be waiting in the wings if he has any problems or any news updates if he wants them. Gerald Celente will be with us next week for an hour on Monday, third hour, 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central, 800-259-9231. You know, I see these emails from cops going, hey, Alex, you know, I like your show, but the terrorists could have been in any house. Any of those people could have been their accomplices, like black women and blondes and 10-year-old kids. I mean, it's just you're all suspects, and we're going to drive by your house and point guns at you. And then cops just like walking around, stomping around. What do you call that? How do you get people to behave like this and dress up in stupid Darth Vader outfits over one 19-year-old kid? And then, of course, I heard the police scanners. They shot his boat up, the boat up full of bullets. He never shot at them. That's now come out. And then when he still got up and wasn't dead because the media got shots of it, the cops on the scanner were like, oh, no, the media. We got a tape back there. We were capturing it. The media's got a shot. Oh, what are we going to do? Because they were going to make sure he was dead. He stands up. He's not bleeding out of the neck. They get him, and minutes later, he's near death. I think they chopped his vocal cords out so he could then confess. What about them now saying he's confessed from his bed? You don't do that before a, quote, trial. I mean, they could go kill you or me and say we confess to, you know, stealing the Mona Lisa. They could say we confess to crucifying Christ. Gerald Celente, we only got 2 minutes to break, but what's your comment on that?
Well, you're right. I mean, there's a couple of things. Number one, think about this. We lost our rights, our gun rights we're losing, and now our civil rights, because let's just say that these two kids did it. We had Adam Lanza, the other lunatic, and let's just say, for argument's sake, that these two guys pulled this off. What, do we have to lose all our rights because of two kids? You know, what's going on here? Look what happened in Ireland during the times of the IRA. Bombs are going off all over the place in the 70s. You think they closed down Great Britain and Ireland? No, they didn't. And the other thing, you know, the other thing you mentioned about the Obama apologists. This is from Jeremy Scahill, who has a book out and a film called Dirty Wars. He said, quote, unfortunately, a lot of liberals have checked in their consciences at the door. That is not very healthy for our democratic process.
Say what, stay there, back in 60 seconds. Third hour coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com.